let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista and Breaking Bad News. Now, it's not a great place to be if you have to break bad news, so we team up together and we all do it holding hands, and it makes it easier.
Yes, we're very strong as one unit.
Yes, strong as one unit. Yes. And so it's today us, me and you, Krista, with Hannah. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, honey.
Thanks for emailing us to be on Breaking Bad News and calling our show here. So what is happening in your world? Who are you breaking bad news to?
I'm calling because I have some news for my best friend, Riley, who's like my sister. I mean, we lived together. She's been my best friend since we were little. I have some news that I'm really, like, not looking forward to having to break to her.
What's going on? What happened?
Well, she has this boyfriend that she's been with for about a year now, Ben, and he's a really nice guy. Not really, like, my type or anything, but lately I've been having these dreams about him. And, you know, at first I just thought it was, you know, just coincidence because I'd seen him in the house earlier, and you know, but they've been happening like more frequently and like getting like a little steamier and making me uncomfortable because, you know, I've started thinking about him, and I just, you know, she's like my sister. I can't believe I'm having these thoughts about him.
Now, are you having thoughts which you can control, or are you having dreams which you can't control? Because you don't control your dreams, and sometimes they don't even mean what you think. So are you becoming attracted to him? Is there...
Well, I didn't think I was. I'm having dreams about him, but, you know, because they've been coming more frequently, I've started to, like, think about it more when I'm not sleeping, you know.
Right.
But either way, just having dreams about him is making me super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe just, you know, subconsciously you just want to be closer to your sister, and for some reason you're putting yourself in his spot.
Yeah, exactly.
There's dreams that people have all the time where if you just said that every time you had a dream about somebody else, too, whoever you're with, they probably would get mad. But you really feel like you want to call Riley and tell her that you're thinking about her boyfriend.
Well, I think I have to. I mean, I'm not just having dreams about him anymore.
Now it's thoughts.
Now you're just thinking about him.
If he were to make a move on you, and let's say Riley was out or whatever, would you act upon it?
No, I mean, I got it. No, I would never want to hurt her like that. No.
Okay.
So you have self-control.
All right, yeah, that's good.
Well,
I mean, it's easy to sit on the phone, but in the heat of the moment, who knows? But
yeah.
Before it gets to be that way, you want to tell Riley what's going on. I get it.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to dial the phone here. We're going to mute our phone lines. She will not be able to hear us. You will as you break the bad news to her, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What's up?
Hey, how are you, Mama?
Hi, what's up? How you doing?
Okay, I'm calling to tell you, and I've just been having a little bit of a hard time telling you, so I've been having these dreams lately about Ben, and I just...
About Ben?
So guilty and awful, and I just kind of need you to know that, you know, I mean, I would never, ever, ever do anything, but they just... At first, it was just like once in a while.
Hannah, wait a second, Hannah. What are you doing? You've been having dreams about Ben? I mean, what kind of dreams are you talking about?
Come on, Riley. I mean, you know what I'm saying. This is really hard.
Okay, but like a dream, I don't, like, has something happened? Because you're definitely acting like really, really weird. Like, did you do something, or? Like, do you like him a lot, or what? What is it? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, I didn't think I thought anything about him, but I just, like I said, I've been having these dreams, and they've been coming more frequently, and now I've started thinking about him where I'm not sleeping, and it's just
so are you trying to tell me, like, that you, like, really like him or something, and that you, like, you're gonna, like, what? Like, you're gonna, like, steal him away, or, like,
No, of course not. You're like my sister, and I wanted you to know, because I feel guilty every time I see him and every time I see you and him, and I really wanted to come clean.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's pretty weird. Like, the way you're acting, it just seems like something else, or that you got something no. else, like another motive or something. I don't know. You're just really being weird. I don't know. I don't think you can think too much about dreams. Maybe it's because you want a boyfriend or something.
Hi, good morning. Is this Riley?
Yeah, this is what?
Hey, Riley.
What?
Hey, it's Marco and Krista.
Oh, my God.
On 93.1 Jams radio station. So you Yay. Just got news from your best friend that she's been dreaming about your boyfriend and thinking about your boyfriend. I know it's sort of weird. And then to have us here, I'm sure makes it all the more weirder. But what do you, she assures us at least that nothing has happened, but she's worried because now she's thinking about it. So does that, are you mad that she is thinking about your boyfriend in those ways and that she's having dreams about him? She says she would never act out on that, but is this something that you would be upset about?
Well, definitely. It just seems like there's something else going on the way she's like talking about it. But yeah. I mean, I like a dream. I mean, I'd say I really do think, like I was saying before, that it has to deal with the fact that she's desperately wanted a boyfriend for so long.
Yeah. I think that, too. I think it's all very innocent.
Yeah.
Hannah, there's nothing else at all that you need to do. You didn't do anything or you didn't send him any messages or anything. It's totally been just in your head so far.
Yeah, no, of course not. But like I said, it's just the fact that I've been thinking about him.
You can't control your dreams. I mean, I've had dreams about my ex-wife, and I'm not. There's nothing at all there. But because there's somebody that's in your life constantly, you're naturally going to dream about them.
Freddy Krueger comes and sees me a lot in my dreams, and that doesn't mean anything. Hopefully.
Amen.
Yeah, girlfriend. Right. I don't need to be sliced by no nails.
Goodness. All right. Well, you know what? So it looks like you guys are going to be able to live through this and at least just have an open line of communication. At least you've started that here today, Hannah. Do you feel better?
I do.
Good.
All right. Here's what we did. We got a $150 gift card for both of you girls to go out here in Madison.
Yeah.
Go have some lunch or dinner. Let's talk about Ben and how crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's find a new man. Let's find a man
maybe
for
find
you.
A man for Hannah. You can use some of that money for Match.com, Hannah. Whatever. Whatever you guys want. We'll take care of it. All right.
It's all good.
Thank you
guys.
All right. Sure. And I'm glad you guys stayed friends. And this is see, friendship means more than guys. Bros before. I'm sorry. No, what is it? Sisters?
Oh, don't even say it.
I don't know what it is. But girls stick together. No guys. Yeah, exactly.
BFFs forever.